Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This is such a nice episode if you are having a shit day. If you are having it really hard right now, hopefully we can keep you company. We're going to talk you through it. We're right there with you. Everything's going wrong. Not anymore, okay? We're going to take a second. Everything's going to work out. We're going to be all right. We're right there with you. Enjoy.
Oh god, it's all that's in my
Anyone
head
heard
right
of
now.
Hamilton?
There's Hamilton. Kind of, Thomas Jefferson's coming home.
Coming home. Oh, oh, oh.
That's all
coming
that I...
Coming home.
That's all that's in my head.
Thomas Jefferson's coming home, Lord, he's been up in Paris for so long. Do-do.
What did I miss? What did I miss?
Real, like, deep in there as well.
Yeah, that's like, that's act two.
That's the kind of thing that if I was listening to a podcast, I turned that on, they started singing Hamilton, I would turn the podcast off. I'd have to go and listen to Hamilton.
No, this just, I have to turn it off. It's like, I just can't.
In general.
This is actually excruciating. But anyway,
well,
I watched Hamilton
that came
last
from,
night.
And it sounds like you had a really good
God
time.
God, boy, did
I
me
tell.
And Thomas Jefferson yeah. coming home.
You watched it in the comfort of your own home, we should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. I showed it to my mum. I watched it on Disney Plus. My mum had never seen it before.
Not sponsored.
And I was like, yeah. Should we watch Hamilton? And she was like, yeah, sure. We'll just, and let's just watch like the first half of it,
first bit, yeah, and get the gist.
I was like, I think she'll like it, but I'm not sure. We had to have subtitles on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which actually really enhanced the viewing experience, I must say,
100%,
because you can read the poetry along.
It's fucking fast.
It's insane. And you can just see what Lynn's done there in detail.
Yeah.
And then we got to the interval.
What has he done?
And she was like, can we keep going? And I was like, yeah. I'm glad you're loving this.
Oh yeah, we can.
Hell yeah, we can. So now I'm just kind of
in Hamilton
I'm in Mr. James
in
Reynolds,
well.
Even better, it said.
That's a crazy,
that's
like,
the bit that's in my head, the, dear sir, I hope this letter finds you in good health.
Good health.
And in a prosperous enough position to put wealth.
Put wealth in the pockets of people like me.
Down on the luck. You see, it was
you
my
see,
wife.
That was my wife.
You decided to You made
she
the
caught
wrong
me.
Sucker.
She caught
cold. We could keep going.
Right, but let's honestly not. Let's not.
Let's choose.
Although that might
to
be
have
the best
a good
we've
day.
Got. Yeah, let's choose to have a good day. So maybe you could introduce.
Well, I think we're talking about when your day is kind of maybe a bit frustrating,
fighting you.
Maybe not going well, or just even a bit neutral, making the decision to be like, I'm actually just going to choose. I'm going to use my choices now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to choose to have a good day, to think positively, mm-hmm. to do something that helps me. And truly, that is a choice. There are so many things that you can't control, but there are, in the spectrum of the things that you can't control, there is like a minute space that's like, I actually can shift my day slightly.
Mm-hmm. I think as well, having the awareness that you're just having a shit day whilst you're having a shit day
mm-hmm.
is kind of the hardest part about it, I think, because when everything feels like it's going wrong, it's really impossible not to be in the spiral of like, everything's fucked,
yeah.
and I'm fucked, and my life is fucked, and my future is fucked.
Yeah, just in it,
and there's
and
no
not
hope,
observing
and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and we actually said in a couple of episodes ago.
I know what you mean, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
It was said, like, kind of, yeah, it could be the worst day of your life, and then it will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it will be fine. Like, it can be the shittest.
It can be the shittest month
of your
life.
It could be the worst. It could be the pits, and then it will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's the energy that we're trying to bring, I think. Just a little bit of company if you're having a bit of a
terrible
bit
time.
Of shitter.
Yeah, bit of a yeah. bit of a bummer.
I see you having a bummer over there.
Yeah.
We are pretty well acquainted with the pits.
We're accustomed to a bad day, I think.
Yeah, it's been known.
It has been known. And they are difficult because when I think you're right with like it's recognizing that it's a bad day is part of the I don't know, sometimes I feel like I can be quite sort of, it feels defeatist to be like, I'm having yes. a bad day. It's like, I don't want to label the entire day as bad, but let's be real. I've been crying all day. Let's be real. This has been a uh-huh. bad day.
I think it's for me when I'm like, for whatever reason, still trying to fight it or yeah. like trying to hold back the tears or like trying to keep, I'm going to put on a face and pretend that it's everything's okay. Yeah. Like, I know that's really like, and they ask you, you're fine and you have to say you're fine, yeah. but you're not fine. But it's like, it really is that thing of when I'm still putting up the fight and almost my pride is still in the way.
Yeah. Do you remember I said ages ago on the podcast about this thing called the struggle switch?
Take it away.
Struggle squish, I almost said. It's like not what it's called. The struggle switch.
Uh-huh.
My therapist told me about it and it's by this guy that I don't know anything about him, but he does this meditation that I love. I've mentioned it before. That's like processing
no one can
difficult
find
emotions,
it.
Can't they?
Is it by Richard Harris?
Russ Harris.
Richard.
Well, no one can find it. They're doing Richard. His name's Russ. He's from
like
New Zealand.
No one can find it. They can't find it.
How do you know?
I've seen them, but I can't find it either, so I can't help. Sorry, guys.
Right, guys. It's like, I don't know.
Is it open to the public or do you need a specific link?
I don't know. How do I link this? It's just type in.
I think you've recommended something that people can't get.
Right, let me look. I'll go on my laptop right now. Try and find this. Russ
go on.
Harris. Okay, so it's on my Google Drive. That's why no one mm-hmm. can find it.
You guys don't have access to Sophie's
okay, how do I
files.
Share this with everyone?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you have to put an Instagram story up saying Russ Harris and then we put it, save it to a highlight.
Okay, I'm going to do that on Sophie and Wing so it's not on my personal.
No, but that's so cringe as fuck.
It's really good though. Russ Harris. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to give you the title of it. Maybe it's like hidden somewhere on the internet. The reality slap is in. Making
God,
room
I don't think you'd said
for
that
painful
before.
Emotions by Russ
okay.
Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that no one can find it. It's because it's in my personal files.
Oh my God.
That makes a lot of sense.
Good influence. Yeah.
There's a reason why. No one can get
you
that. It's
can't
like,
get
guys,
your hands on it.
Just go and look at that photo of my camera reel.
Just go and look in my documents.
Honestly. God, okay, that's
go
really, really boomer move from me.
Real, like, supply teacher.
Like, what
energy.
Fuck? It's actually on my memory stick. But yeah, this guy, Russ
if you
Harris,
ask for it, we can email it to you, maybe.
Oh, God, it's just a lot of
email Seffy specifically.
Why don't you email Russ? You can find
oh,
Russ,
yeah, no, that's
Russ
fair
Harris.
Enough.
He might show you the way. I don't. I
show you the way.
No, I don't know anything about this guy, but I like mm-hmm. this one thing that he talks about, and I like this other thing he talks about called the struggle switch.
Okay,
which
go on.
Is when you're going through your day, we get in this state so often, both of us, I know, where you're brushing your hair, you're doing your makeup.
Oh,
oh, actually, I just had it because my fucking pencil eyeliner, my little Kohl eyeliner,
oh,
really?
I
sharpened
it, just the
it
other day.
Tip snapped off, sharpened it again, tip
fuck.
Snapped off. Three times, went downstairs and I was trying to, with a knife, get the fucking eyeliner out of the thing. I actually used, you know the things
yikes.
That you put on the side of corner of the cobs? Those things. I was using one
corn
of those.
On
those little spears.
First time corn on the cob phrase has ever been on Seffy and Wing. Lottery. If anyone had that on their
the
bingo cob. Card, corn
it's
on
the
cob
corn
is
on the
now
cob
gone.
Debut.
Bingo.
I was using one of those to try and get the fucking eyeliner out, freaking out, being like, oh, God. And now my eyeliner is all fucked and smushed around and horrible. I still put it on my eye with splinters in
it. You
the
look
eye.
Great. You look great. You look beautiful. Recently, Seffy's been coming on to record and I've been saying she's a don't worry darling because she's been wearing a beautiful headband. It just frames your face really nice.
Thank you so much. Maybe I'll wear one today. That's
you
a
know
nice,
you should.
A nice thing
I really
say.
Love it.
Thank
I
you.
I love the look. It's really like... Sometimes I think you are my daughter and I kind of, it's so nice to see your face.
Yeah, no, honestly, get the hair out of your face.
Yeah, well, let me see that beautiful face. There
genuinely, tuck the hair behind the ears.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let me see
I like that look with the short hair now.
It's really cute.
Tucked.
It's
I like it when it curls up under the ear and it reminds me of Daisy Buchanan.
You know who else reminds me of Daisy Buchanan?
Who? Oh, that boy.
That guy you were seeing.
That's a terrible thing a boy that you were seeing to remind
Flappy
someone
girl.
Of. No, I think you said he reminded you of Jordan Baker.
Jordan Baker.
Daisy Buchanan's friend.
Her mate.
Which I was hoping for more of a Nick Carraway from him, but
he
no.
just has the classic flapper girl.
He's got
kind of waves,
pearls.
Yeah. He's long gone, by the way. He's in the dust. This is like
is
a really an
from
old
like 6 years ago.
Yeah,
but he did have Daisy Buchanan's hairstyle. I will agree with
I
that.
I wonder if he still does. Probably does.
He does. I've seen recently. Well, it's about a year ago. Anyway, the struggle switch.
Oh, fucking
so
hell.
So when
yeah,
you're stressing about your fucking eyeliner, freaking out, or whatever it is, you're having just like a...
a moment.
Everything's going bad.
You're getting a bit hot.
Hyperventilating.
I've been there.
It's like, so much of that comes from the persistence of like...
Yeah.
You're kind of lost in the activity of what you're doing. Your bus is like, oh my God, fuck, your eyeliner's breaking, fuck, whatever. And actually it's like... let's just accept this is literally shit right now. This is
why don't you just give up?
This is dog shit right now that I'm what yeah. I'm dealing with. This is horrendous.
Yes.
And instantly it's like, oh, okay, I'm not fighting with my emotions anymore. I'm not being like, but I've got to get there. I've got to be in time, or I've just got to get this to work. It's like,
just
I actually
give
don't.
It.
Like, this is just stressful right now. I'm stressed, and that's fine. And actually leaning into feeling like I feel upset. This is triggering me in some way, or whatever it is. And
well,
it's like,
I'm going
to
allocate myself 90 seconds to feel it. And it's like, oh, suddenly I don't really need that 90 seconds to actually feel
it.
Right.
Sometimes there's a YouTube video about it if you want. Oh, sorry, go on.
I interrupted you, but thank you anyway. Sometimes the fight convinces you that you feel worse than you actually do. And
it's,
especially if you're in a situation like that where it's like you're rushing for the eyeliner or the bus or whatever.
Yeah, you're just
panicking. If you just gave yourself 30 seconds to feel it, you could just be in that moment and dedicate that time, because that 30 seconds is being wasted anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting any closer to what you need.
It's horrible.
It's awful, yeah.
Oh, God, I hate that feeling so much. I think I do it a lot in the morning. The morning is my worst stage. Or, like, if I'm... every single time I drive to the station to go and get a train, every single time I am, like... running late, bag hitting the steering wheel when I get into the fucking car, stressing out, like stall about 3 times on my own driveway. It's like, literally,
Jesus, God,
what the fuck?
Get this girl off the road. 3 times on your own driveway, that's a bad
day. I do often. I'm quite a staller in life.
God,
really, is that bad?
I mean, why are you not used to the car?
No, very used to it.
It's a bit weird, but yeah, I mean,
I'm driving
to
Bristol today, so I'm quite scared about
the
motorway actually today.
No, you'll be fine.
I'm really quite scared. I was going to watch a YouTube video about merging onto the motorway.
Maybe you should watch the hypnosis that I watched before my driving test. I am
a confident
driver. I can't link that to you guys. You'll have to find that on your own way. It's not in my Google Drive, though. It is somewhere in public.
Russ has got that in his...
that's somewhere
in his archive. But also...
No, please, that was me. That was
if me. You want to find the struggle switch thing, like, actually, that isn't in my Google Drive, that is on YouTube, that you can watch a video of him in his lovely accent describing what it is.
Beautiful. Okay.
Just, I'll share my resource that I found
in case
with you.
All of this detail wasn't enough. If you needed more.
If you need, like, a professional man to tell you
which
what
is fair
this
enough.
Is.
Yeah.
Because it's actually, like, a therapy thing.
You know what I did the other day in a therapeutic therapy thing? The other week I was out. This is actually ages ago. It wasn't even the other week. It was like months ago.
Mm.
It was over Christmas, I remember. And I bought some popping candy.
Do you like the sensation of that?
I love it. And then I was thinking yesterday I was out and I once again bought some popping candy. And I bought 2 packs. So I thought, I'm going to have some popping candy in my bags. So that when I'm out and about and I'm running, for example, for the train, like you said, and I'm getting all hot and stressed, this is like a classic
That's the
therapy
last thing. Last sensation
really?
I would add to a stressed thing.
Well, you know when you need some sort of distraction. So sometimes they would say like full fat Coke or something like tricks the adrenaline in your. I don't know.
It's kind
like
of aromatherapy energy. Like,
yeah, it's kind
have
of
a
aromatherapy
little thing that you smell.
Yeah, you could do something really nice, or you could go crazy and do popping candy, but. Popping candy for me is a real, like, God, it's delicioso. It's
and you find
amazing.
It relaxing?
I find it distracting enough. Yeah. And I find it kind of fun. It's like, I've had popping candy probably, like, max 6 times in my life. Yeah, no, totally. Like, yeah. It's kind of crazy. Why do I have popping candy?
To add into your life, I think.
Well, I just thought it'd be a good thing to have if I was ever just like thinking about the train too much, or thinking about a time like, oh my, I've only got 90 seconds or whatever.
But in that 90 seconds, the last thing I want to do is find my popping candy. And whilst I'm stressed, I've got explosions in my mouth.
Do you not like that?
I don't like fizzy things. I can barely have a
lemonade.
You don't
really like sweet things either, hey?
No, it's actually probably my nightmare. The candy is not something that appeals to me, and popping doesn't.
Well, you are in the minority, I think you can appreciate.
Really?
No? Yeah. You think most people don't like fizzy drinks and they don't like candy? Was that what you're saying?
No. I'm in the minority with that. I accept that, because actually I've been very jealous of people that like fizzy drinks my whole life.
Yeah, which I do understand.
My teeth have thanked me, though. No fillings. Thank you. No cavities ever in my life. 27 years of
age. Is she even British? Who knows?
Who knows?
British.
British girl.
So nicely. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it sounded almost like... Oh, it didn't sound horrific.
Oh, I didn't know King Charles was here. British. Speaking of...
Oh, yeah, go on.
The King Charles. Where is Kate Middleton? I'm still looking for
We asked my cousin.
Yeah, did anyone hear that bit in the last episode?
So he's not actually my cousin. What is it if your mum's their cousin?
Is that like second cousin or something?
Once removed. No, something he's not like a second cousin, because he's older, so he's like my parents' age, but he
is her
kind
cousin.
Of an uncle energy. I don't know what.
Is it your mum's cousin?
My mum's first cousin.
That's nice.
But he, yeah. I asked my mum to ask.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ask him, because she saw him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was very much
a PR response.
He said she wasn't well, and she's on the mend or something.
But now she's getting better. That's about all I know. We're like,
sounds suspicious.
Sounds incredibly
but
suspicious.
But he actually isn't with her anymore. Like, he isn't.
Well, yeah, no one is, because she's out in the void. She's floating.
Yeah. He's with Prince Edward now, apparently.
She's potentially with Princess Diana. Oof. Yikes. That's a scary thought.
That is a scary thought.
I mean...
It's kind of not really that scary.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I'm not that bothered. Shitting. God, it's a harrowing thought. Anyway.
Anyway, that's just the princess. What's her name?
Let's have some respect.
Kate Middleton update.
Yeah,
princess
obviously.
Kate Middleton. What's this woman called?
Princess I love Catherine that we do like a Wales? Bi-weekly update on Kate Middleton's whereabouts now.
To be honest, I would love to know.
I would love to know as well.
And I thought I had the perfect in, but I'm not close enough with him clearly for me.
But if anything, it confirms that there's some funny business going on.
It does, doesn't it?
My thing with her, from a feminist angle, is she did everything right. She did everything by the book.
Yeah.
She was the perfect princess, and yet... Something wasn't up to scratch. She's being switched out, I think.
It's pretty interesting.
Oh, God fucking knows. I'm sure all will come to light.
Oh, I hope wrong. So. But nothing comes to light with them.
Like when I said literally, fucking 1989 fucking was a double album. It's embarrassing. Yeah, that's mental.
Like that is literally nothing comes to light. That was buried for years. And it's now out in the open that he literally was a paedophile.
And no one
cares. I don't know what he's up to, Andrew. But he...
sweating in a Pizza Express.
Yeah.
His marble table awaits him.
We find that really funny. Pizza Express.
No one's going to know what that is even.
No, well, you know Pizza Express.
Yeah, I know
Everyone
Pizza
knows what
Express.
Pizza Express is.
Yeah.
Their slogan is, your marble table awaits. And we always just find that quite funny because it's like, what?
Know your audience, guys. Know what you're doing. You're selling
pizza.
No one
knows that your table's
You're selling dough balls, if anything. That's the icon. Why yeah. on earth do you think your hero product
your
is the marble table?
Table.
Really weird.
But then I went to Pizza Express the other day and I was like, they are marble, the tables.
They are, but they're the marble. Least exciting thing about
But
being
I'd never
there.
Noticed before they were marble.
Couldn't care less, to be honest.
Your marble table.
Your marble awaits. Table awaits.
That's funny, thinking of Prince Andrew sitting there in a marble table.
Sweating his nut off. Your marble table awaits.
Hi, sir. Your marble table awaits. God, what a horrendous man.
Anyway, any bad days out there? Any?
Oh my God, so many. I don't even know what sticks in the mind. They've all been so bad.
It's hard to choose just one.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have any that stick in the mind? Or any
I think sometimes, kind of on a similar wavelength to like running for the train or whatever, a similar vibe, and actually a feeling that I fucking hate so much is feeling like I can't escape a situation. And we recently spoke about this.
Oh my God, this
like,
is a huge thing.
Being at school or at work and having a terrible time and feeling like you can't leave.
Trapped.
Claustrophobic.
Yikes.
Claustrophobic. And you're on the brink of tears and God knows what else. You're on the absolute brink.
Yeah.
And you feel like you can't stand up and leave. Yikes.
It's horrific.
It's a bad moment. I hope everyone feels like...
I think that's when why work can be so triggering.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that was kind of... I don't know. I think I've just been having this revelation slowly throughout my life, but I think as so many people do, doing something that you don't want to do but yet you need to do it it makes you feel so powerless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's such a claustrophobic, powerless situation to be in. And I don't know, there are so many ways that you can't escape that. Like, that is the way this system is designed, that is what everyone really has to do. But I think there are so many ways, we've been talking about it a lot in terms of relationships and especially friendships, that giving the small amount of time that we all have in our lives that is like free time that we have autonomy over, giving that energy to people that's like, I don't want to give this to you. I don't want to spend time with you. And actually having kind of the self-respect to be like, I only have a small amount of things in this life that I can control, and I don't choose you. I'm sorry. And it's horrible, but
I think as well, like, something I was just saying before we started recording behind your guys' back, so sorry about that, but I was saying to Seffi, and I'm sure you won't mind me saying, like, in this time, which you've said is particularly stressful, I think it's really important, like, if you're in a phase of life where there are kind of extra challenges being thrown at you, I think it's so important to, like, give yourself the extra just extra like grace in life to be a bit of a dick, or like be a bit annoying, or just be a bit nicer to yourself, like lower the expectations. And I think just generally in life, regardless of where you're at, probably lower the expectations. I think if you're anything like us, or I know what you guys are like, the expectations are, no offense, can be way too high. You don't get me wrong, you're really capable of doing great things, but these expectations, honey, you need to bring them down a little bit, because you're killing yourself. Like, it's too much, and it becomes like self-destructive.
And what are you trying
when
to
the
prove?
Expectations exactly, expectations being set way too high, the only thing that does is ensure that you will never be happy in your life. Like, it doesn't ensure that your output will be great, it doesn't ensure that you'll be loved or valued in any particular way. It only ensures your own misery, because you'll constantly be disappointed by yourself, when actually the reality of you is pretty amazing anyway.
Yeah.
You're just going to convince yourself that it's, for whatever reason, not enough.
But even, like, saying, oh, I don't, oh, it's not going to give you love, it's not going to get you validation, all of this stuff, it's like, I don't even think people really know what they're chasing. I don't think we all set out being like, oh, I'm going to, if I do all of these things, then I'll be valuable. If I do all of these things, then I'll be, like, lovable, all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's not
conscious. I think it's so programmed in us from such an early age that just to do these things that obviously the driver behind all of them is that we don't feel like we're enough and we don't feel lovable and all of this stuff. But sort of life hack, if you can just get that feeling.
Just give up.
Life hack, stop. But if you can just get to the point where you don't need to jump through all of these ridiculous hoops that were actually designed for a capitalist system.
Yeah.
If you don't need to get that promotion to access that feeling, you can just maybe have it from the outset by doing other things that actually nourish you.
Yeah. Okay, so if you were having a particularly bad day and you were in your right mind to start, you know what I mean, to make these choices, I'm asking for like...
Yeah.
The right answer.
Yeah, yeah.
What would be some things that you would be thinking about doing, or where is your mind going to go in an ideal world?
It depends. It really depends on my energy levels, I think.
Because
I think so much of it can be absolutely exhausting. I think almost the sort of clean answer is like, just start journaling or just start doing yoga or just go for a walk and all of that. But it's like, but if I've had a day where I've been basically worked up or like I haven't even... you know, been present all day. I've just been sort of rushing through and it's just been horrible. And I've been pushing all of this stuff down. It's like maybe getting a fucking pen and paper out and writing it all down is not, you're not at that stage yet.
Yeah.
I think it's like, first of all, checklist. Do you need to eat something? Do you need to like lie down in the dark room for fucking an hour? Do you need to wash your hair? Do you need to talk to someone? I think actually go through all of the checklist of like, have you done any of these things that are even like basic level caring for yourself before you step into, I just need to go for a run. I just need to feel productive. It's like, maybe you don't. Maybe that's not it. Or is it the outfit you're wearing isn't comfortable? Like there are real base levels of looking after yourself that I think we bypass in order to get to, again, a capitalist version of self-care.
Yeah. I also think there's so much kind of what we were saying before about like almost like the, I think so much of this is not conscious, but there's so much shame in being like, things aren't going right for me today. Like I think it's that willingness to like fight and resist the reality of like things haven't worked out.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we can be a bit embarrassed to like turn to whoever you're with on the day and be like, I'm not gonna lie, like
I'm having this a bad day.
Yeah, this is a flop from me. Like I think there's, when you're still kind of holding out for like things to work out, or like you're gonna handle it, you're gonna do it, or you can fight it, or you can make it work, or
that's the struggle switch, guys.
It is
you're
the struggle
how
switch.
You actually feel.
Yeah, it is.
Which is a bad feeling because you're actually kind of ignoring your innards. It's like
truly the innards.
The inside of you is sad and stressed and all of this stuff, but the outside of you has to be perfect. It's like, what the fuck is this?
I also think in an inner child sense, like, this is so, I know it's like cringe, like ew, but so much of that is like, you are, I'm sure, in lots of ways like reenacting situations that you were in as a child. Like your insides, your innards right now are sad or anxious or nervous. You're a crying baby. And what, how
crying
are you parenting
baby.
Yourself by, imagine someone you love, even a child, comes to you crying saying, I'm gonna miss the train, I can't get ready in time, I can't get ready in time.
Yeah.
Would you be like, get that fucking corn on the cob thing, fix your fucking eyeliner and get ready? No way.
No,
you're
you'd
a psychopath.
Say,
if you would,
oh well,
you
look,
would say, let's just take a second together, let's just take a second.
70p, we can buy a new one, it's natural collection, cheap as chips kind of thing. Collection. You can just go and get one for literally £1.
You can just take a minute. You can just take a minute. Stop. You're crying your eyes out. So I don't know what the eyeliner is going to do, honey.
It's coming
Let's
right
take a
off.
Second. But I really think it is such a... I think it's actually a really confronting realization to have that you are essentially reenacting or replicating the ways that you were not seen or valued or taken care of as a kid. And you are continuing to treat yourself like that as an adult. And even scarier, if you plan on having children one day, I sometimes think these are the things these are the kind of ways that I'm going to snap. Yeah. These are the reactions that are going to spill out of me. These are the mistakes I'm going to make, is going to be like expecting too much of someone, or like things like that, where, you know, like your natural instinct, the things that are so built into you, like that level of frustration of like, I'm going to miss the train, I need my eyeliner, et cetera, et cetera. That's the thing that, like, almost building that patience, building that like compassion for yourself, is only going to help you be a more loving and compassionate and kind and happier, more patient. Did I say patient already?
Definitely. Because also, you'll just pass that right on. Like, it's actually really horrible. And because also, chances are your kid will probably be quite similar to you. Chances are. Or they might not, but they might do things that, the things you don't like about yourself.
Oh, they're going to do things that are going to piss you.
There's a high likelihood that things you don't like about yourself will also be in this thing. And then what are you going to do? Tell that little kid it's a piece of shit? No. You're going to have to learn to love those things.
You hope not.
So you might as well love them also, earlier in yourself.
Just the idea that there is this mini, there is this baby version of you in you always, reacting to things that you almost don't have in your living memory, but they're built into you.
Oh, they're so in there.
They're intrinsic to your being.
They're your personality, really. They just come out
with some kindness.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, it's who you are. And that is actually like really special and lovely, and yet here you are being annoyed about it. Look at you.
No, it's crazy.
It's pathetic. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What have we done?
Have you ever done that? Sorry.
Go on.
To take it to kind of that childhood level. I know you say you don't have any photos of yourself, but you
must
have a couple, sort of thing. Have you ever looked at a photo of yourself and been like, oh my god, that's me?
Yeah.
And you just feel so much like love for them. And it's like, oh my god, this little kid.
I would love more than anything.
Same.
I would love more than anything to just kind of like have the cheeks between my fingers, like
smoosh,
like
that
squeeze
kid.
That
yeah.
kid. Yeah, big time.
And just be like, oh my god. Like,
I think
what
there's
the
so
hell?
Much in that. Yeah, there's so, I, that, how, we were kind of having this conversation the other day.
On the train.
You took a
everyone always on the train.
Obsessed with trains. kind of Francis, whatever his name is.
What?
That Francis, the boy who's obsessed with trains.
Francis Bourgeois.
Yeah. We were together the other day and we took a photo, and then I was like, my hand was in the photo and I was like, oh, I have a birthmark on my hand. You guys probably don't know this about me, but I have a birthmark on my hand as we speak.
Yeah.
I was holding the microphone as we speak.
It's been holding your hand the whole time.
The whole time?
Kind of holding your ear. It's just a hand in your...
Yeah. Kind of is. I've been stroking you guys. You're stroking your hair with this hand. It's like a small birthmark on the corner of my right hand. And I love it so much because it's like, I have been looking at that for a long time. I remember being like a child and my fingers didn't look like this. They were like little kids' hands, which is so cute.
Yeah.
And just looking at that hand and being like, that's fucking me.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Cute. Yeah, I remember when this birthmark was a lot smaller. Like, I remember when this hand was a lot smaller.
God, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I love.
I just
like
hope
that.
Everyone feels a bit of love for themselves. Like, I promise you, you're okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
You're gonna be fine. Bad day, not a bad life.
Yeah.
And you've done it all before.
Yeah.
You can handle it.
Totally.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, if you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Us, on the other hand, assume the worst.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.